Hey, welcome to the Innovation Mindset Podcast, powered by the Jim Moran College of Entrepreneurship. I am Mark McNeese, your host. And in studio today, we have Kara Arts and Natalie Medina, the two of the seven managers of Student Made. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in.
Hi, it's been good. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Natalie?
Very excited to be here.
Yeah, we're great. It's great to have you guys in studio, and it's super cool what you guys have been working on and wanted to have you come into the studio to tell us more about Student Made. So just to get us kicked off, like, what is Student Made and how did it come about?
Yeah, so Student Made is an organization powered by students with the goal to uplift student entrepreneurs. So we create a platform that promotes these student entrepreneurs through an online platform where they can sell their products. And then we also organize in-person pop-up events with the ultimate goal of helping creatives do what they do best, which is just create.
Absolutely. And like what we have been doing as like some of the founding managers is really getting it started at Florida State, because Student Made is a thing that's nationwide. There's over 10 campuses across the United States, and we are one of their newest branches. We actually launched back in October.
Okay. Fun? No.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I was talking too much.
No, it's perfect. It's a podcast. We got to talk.
Yeah. So we launched back officially back in October. That's when our store opened. And since the school year has started, we've had over 30 creators, but right now we have 20 for spring 2024. And so what we've really been doing is trying to get our name out there. So in hopes of people are like, oh, we want to organize some type of like pop-up or like street event, or we want to support small businesses and we want to be one of those names that they think of when they think, oh, small business, entrepreneurship, support students. And so if they reach out to us, I'm like, we have a network of over 20 student businesses automatically, and I can get you anywhere between, obviously everyone's really busy because we're all students, but anywhere between 1 to 5 at a pop-up. And having seven managers, because there has to be a manager at every pop-up, that really instills some type of confidence in our creators, because a lot of them don't really know how to talk or really present themselves correctly to their customers. And that's something we've noticed and didn't even realize, because we're so used to presenting as entrepreneurship students. And mm-hmm. So we've really been helping them really put themselves out there and also show them like, you're not in this alone. You have at least one person there who wants to help you and support you and really push those sales at the end of the day.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. So you're throwing out a little bit of inside baseball terminology. So managers and creators. So yes. Can you tell us a little bit? There's seven managers. What do managers do? What's their job description? And I assume the creators are the entrepreneurs, but tell us a little bit about that as well.
So our managers, they kind of work in an advisory role for the student creators, and we each have our own position. So I'm the finance and strategy manager. My work for Student Made has to do with running sales sheets and calculating the payments that go back to the creators. But my role for the creators or the student entrepreneurs is like, I can help them come up with ideas to drive sales. I can look back at their sales sheets and their reports, see what are some popular products, see how we can grow their business from there. So that's like how I can help out. Then we have Kara, she's community engagement. And then we also have like events and partnerships. We have our website manager and things, and yeah.
Okay, so each manager has a different function. Okay, that makes sense. And you mentioned you guys are being entrepreneurship students. Are a lot of your creators not entrepreneurship students? Where are they from or whatever? How's that work?
Right now, it's actually really split. In the fall, we really did not have a lot of entrepreneurship students, and that was really interesting to us. But now that we've gotten our name out and about, we have a lot more JMC students coming to us. One of my good friends, Bella, Made for More, she just launched her business, just signed up with Student Made, and she even came to one of our Market Wednesday tables and got to sell some of her merchandise for a brand that she had just started. And that was like super exciting to be able to like, one, be her friend and see her success, but also be someone who's genuinely wants to help grow her business and is having a hand in growing it in some way. So yeah, we have lots of student business. Actually, Carson, who came on the podcast, mm-hmm. He's one of our creators as well. We're still trying to figure out his niche a little bit on how we can market him to Greek life events and like regular everyday FSU students. But he's another JMC kind of student celebrity that we have or that we're working with.
For the most part, the manager team is in JMC.
Okay.
And they have that expertise and that education on how to build a brand and support it. And then our creators come from a diverse range of majors, a lot of art majors.
Yes, lots of art majors.
Theater as well.
We have a music therapy major. We have some finance and college of business majors as well. But that's the one beautiful thing about StudentMade is that it really is open to the Florida State community. One area that we've really been trying to build a relationship with lately is the CARE program. One of our managers, Z, he's part of the CARE program, and he's really been essential in really starting that partnership because we really want to be accessible to everyone on campus, but also have someone being like, oh, if I want to grow a business, then this is a group that we're comfortable with going to and that I know I'll be able to get my support to. And it's not just like exclusive for this really small group of people. And so me and Z were able to go to a CARE class and give a little presentation on what we do.
Nice.
And we actually did have a creator sign up from that class. So we're really excited about just getting our name out to like literally everyone on Florida State's campus.
No, that's terrific. You said this is in 10 different universities?
Yes.
10 different universities?
It's more than 10, I think.
Yeah, it's like growing to 10, but there's UNC, Arizona State University.
JMU is one of
them. Yeah, JMU. We're all over.
Okay. So how did it get to Florida State?
Well, I think the JMC, they're always looking for opportunities to really give students the power to grow and start a business. And so all we really know is that they started a relationship, a partnership. And then we just heard about it this fall, actually, when like they were just like pushing, hey, like student paid positions available. And of course, me and Natalie are super involved individuals at Florida State and with the JMC. And they put out applications. Everyone applied for the 7 different manager positions. We all interviewed with StudentMade Store's success program manager at the time. So that's like the StudentMade corporate manager. And we all interviewed and then we all accepted. And now we have the 7 paid manager positions, which also we are hiring. So if you're looking for a job, there are 3 positions available, including Natalie and I's positions. Natalie's graduating and I...
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next year will be my senior year. So it's time for me to really start focusing on what comes next for me in my life. But it's been super fun. It's been a really great year. But yeah, if you're looking for a job.
All right. Sounds good. What do you want to do for a career?
So my major is retail entrepreneurship, and this summer I have an internship with Uniqlo. If you haven't heard of it, it's like the 3rd biggest retailer in the world. It's a Japanese clothing brand. But I'm thinking I'll probably do a master's program through the JMC or at FSU. And then from there, I'll probably go into store management right out of college. And then I'm hoping to really grow into a corporate role, whether it be in marketing or visual merchandising or just merchandising in general.
All right. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. So tell us a little bit about the different businesses that are on StudentMade. What are some of the more interesting ones?
Absolutely. So Jeannie is our one of our most favorite creators. She's been with us since day one, and she is like the best partner, friend, student business ever. She has Wild Hippie Cosmetics, and she does a soap and cosmetics brand. She does candles, candle wax melts. It's all organic. And she makes them all in her home, and they're all like natural lotions, and it's really popular. Like our very first pop-up, she was there, and so many people were coming to her, and people I didn't even think would be interested in like Wild Hippie Cosmetics. Mm. There was like multiple men buying candles. I did not expect that, but she's like our only cosmetics brand right now, so I think that's really interesting. And like she does soap bundles, and like she's always one of our really high-performing businesses. And then another one that I really like is called East Jewelry Company. It's by Katie George. She's she's a freshman, and it's gold vermeil jewelry. So it's really high quality jewelry, which I haven't really seen before in our other small businesses, because a lot of it tends to be more costume jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
But hers are genuinely good quality pieces. And so
is she making it, or
she's having it manufactured, but she's designed every single one of the pieces. And it's really cool to see that, because I feel like that's like a type of business I've dreamed about starting, and she's like here and doing it and does all the branding for it. And it's been super cool to talk with her on like her process and also to see her sell her products.
We do have a lot of jewelry creators, and it's so fun to see how different all of their jewelry is. You can really see the audience that they're going for.
Absolutely.
Just with their designs. Like, it's like, it may seem like we have a lot of jewelry creators, but they're each so niche with how they design their jewelry that it's really beautiful.
Nice. And one more, right? What's another business that you
guys...
We have
some services. As we mentioned, Carson, he rents out his trucks for events. We have a photographer on our site.
Okay. Yeah, we have Z. He has a little photography business that he's been working on. And we actually have another person who's a photographer who's very interested in student made as well.
We have some crochet.
Yes, we have lots of crochet businesses.
So. What are they crocheting? Like hats and stuff?
Hats.
For purses. Dogs or for people?
Shout out Stitched by Samaya. She's one of our other managers. She's our social media manager, but she makes like crochet outfits. Like she'll make a two-piece outfit, bags, hats. You can find her on our website.
All right. Which is?
studentmadeFloridaState.com.
Okay.
Yeah. You can find all our creators on there.
That's cool. We'll post all the links and everything in the podcast notes and all of that good stuff. So what university? I know that Florida State's just new to this. Is there a model university that's just killing it that you know of?
I think I already brought up UNC, but I think they're personally killing it because for a couple reasons. One, they've given their creators the licensing to be able to use like UNC names and like mascots on their products, which is super duper cool. And obviously as community engagement manager, I receive all the applications for creators. So I've really had to learn a lot more about licensing lately, which I did not see that coming, but I have found it really interesting. And so that's one thing I've really had to navigate with our student businesses is because a lot of them come in with like student, like Florida State products. And I'm like, and I find the loopholes, but I'm like, sorry guys, we can't call it Florida State University or use the words like Seminoles or Knowles. And sorry, we can't put Jordan Travis's face on a button. Just can't be done. Like that's just like genuinely not allowed, but UNC has allowed their creators to do that. So that's super cool. And they've also been doing it for at least 2 years now. I think they've been doing it for longer than a year and they have over 1,000 followers, probably thousands at this point, but they're someone that I've been looking up to because I just feel like that license, because I feel like shopping from a student small business from Florida State, like being able to buy a Florida State product would just be like the icing on top of the cake. But I'm also like, maybe just do red and gold products, guys. Like garnet and gold colored. Mm-hmm. Like we don't need to label it Florida State.
Yeah, no, totally understand. So who owns Student Made or who came up with this whole concept?
The original founders, their names are Lindsay and Ryan. They founded it originally at Elon University, which is where they went to school. And I think it happened by accident. Mm-hmm. They just ended up organizing a pop-up event. I think they said during COVID, right?
Yeah, like with all their friends who own little small businesses.
Yeah, as a way to help out their friends during the hard times.
It was like during the holidays too. So great shopping time.
And it ended up being such a big success that they're like, wait, maybe we should do this again. And then once they graduated, they were like, how can we extend this to other students?
Okay.
Yes.
Is it their full-time job or do they have other jobs?
It's their full-time jobs. And they came here to visit us earlier, closer to when we launched.
Yeah, it was a little bit before we launched, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so back in last semester in October, we gave them a little tour. It was fun. They really liked the campus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a beautiful campus.
It was super cool meeting them and just hearing their story. I guess a girl had approached them like, oh, are you going to do your market again? And they're like, oh, I don't know. And then she was like, oh, if you're not, I'm going to do it. So that made them decide like, hey, we're actually going to make this like a business and our job. And they did.
No, that's super cool. And that's cool that they came to the campus and things like that. So how are people learning about, or I guess how are creators at FSU learning about this? What marketing are you doing? And then subsequently, how are other people just learning that there's student-made businesses that they can support and get unique things from?
Yeah, so we've been doing at our pop-ups, one thing that I've been really encouraging and that I do when I am able to make it to the pop-ups is that literally anyone who even looks in the direction of our table, I'm like, hi, have you heard of Student Made Florida State? And they'll be like, no. And I'm like, oh, well, we're a business by students for students, and we're just helping grow student small businesses. So if you or a friend has a business that they really want to grow, or maybe they just haven't started yet, then you should follow us on Instagram. And I'll get them to follow us on Instagram because I have a little barcode. And I did that at our very first pop-up, and I grew us to a little bit under 100 followers when we had 30 from one pop-up on Market Wednesday.
Nice.
And so I've been really encouraging that. And then also Samaya, who's our social media girl, and along with Lindsay, one of the founders, and Liz, the head social media person of Student Made, will be like going through our Instagram, and they'll find people who like look like they go to Florida State and also have some type of like business Instagram, and we'll be like, hey, do you go to Florida State? And they'll be like, yeah. And then they'll do a little pitch of Student Made, being like, this is what we do and how we think we could maybe help you, or like, where do you want to grow? And then they'll refer them to our website, which has our creator application. And then I receive the application, and then I reach out to them, and then I'll have them send me their products, and then I approve them or ask, see if what we can do to help them or maybe tweak their products. Because like I said, sometimes we have some FSU licensing issues, or even like other characters licensing issues. Like I had a t-shirt brand that had like movie scenes on the t-shirts. And I'm like, no, we can't really do that, unfortunately.
Right.
And then from there I approve them and they get their student made agreement and they do a W-9. And then from there we still sign them up for bill.com. It's a $60 semesterly fee to join us. But that covers like everything. And one thing to keep in mind is that one for a vendor to sell at Market Wednesday at Florida State is $40.
Oh, okay.
So if you sign up for at least two pop-ups with us, you would have already gotten your money back essentially.
So if you're part of the Student Made platform, you can do Market Wednesdays for free?
Yes, we don't do them every week. We do them based on our creator demand. If we have no other pop-up going on that week, then we'll sign up for a table. But if we have two or three other pop-ups going on that week, we will not do one. It also depends on Market Wednesday availability and what the Jim Moran has for us available. Mm-hmm. But yes, if you're a part of Student Made, you can come and pop up with us for the 3 or 4 hours that we'll be out there.
There's also a lot of other things we do for creators. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of content creation on their behalf or their products. We have like content shoots for them.
Oh, nice.
We'll do reels. We really try to promote them and take on a lot of the marketing for them. We also do some of the more like bureaucratic stuff of entrepreneurship. So we will collect and pay the sales tax on their behalf.
Oh, okay.
So it's really like democratizing like business ownership.
No, that's fantastic. Who's the faculty connection point? Who's doing that?
Wilson Joyner. He's brand new to the JMC, so he's learning with us right now, which is totally fine. That's what us entrepreneurs like doing anyways, is learning as we go. But he's been super great and super helpful, and we actually had a meeting with him and Kirsten a week or two ago before spring break. We had a meeting with Kirsten and Wilson.
So you mentioned a couple of times followers and things like that. And I think you said that UNC had a couple of thousand followers, mm-hmm. and that you guys have grown. How many followers does FSU have now?
I think it's around,
I think it's around like 700.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Nice growth.
730. Yeah. We reached 500 followers in one semester of, I think we're getting the number right now. 797? Really?
Oh,
dang, nice. We're almost 800.
Look at that. This podcast will push you over
our
the
goal
edge.
Is to get 1,000 by the end of the spring. So go ahead and follow us. We do follow back.
Okay.
Yeah.
What platform are you getting followed?
So we're on Instagram. And one thing we realize is that we really would like to branch out onto other social media platforms because we'd really want to start driving more traction to our website, which is that has been a challenge for us this semester. Is like our pop-ups are amazing. Like we love doing them. Our creators do well at them and they create really essential skills for an entrepreneur, especially resiliency. But we really wish there was more traction to our website. So we're thinking if we're able to get on platforms such as Facebook or even Pinterest, that we could drive more attention and traction towards our like Instagram and websites. That way people can start shopping for products like all over the world. And like, maybe they don't know what student made is, but they still really like the product they're finding on our website.
All right, cool. Have you done any community outreach for this? Have you gone and spoken at the Chamber of Commerce or anything like that to promote what you're doing?
We haven't done that yet. We have a sustained partnership with Domi Station out by Railroad. And we've gotten some pretty good connections through there. We met the founder of Women Wednesdays there. Okay. So we've had some conversations, but nothing like the Chambers of Commerce yet.
Yeah, that might be a really good connection for you guys to reach out to them, because they could put you in front of a huge audience and things like that. I'm trying to think of like different people in the community, anything that you could go like to Rotary clubs and things like that might be a really good way to allow people to support student entrepreneurs and things like that, and get away from just having students supporting students, mm-hmm. but actually maybe have people with a little bit more money supporting exactly. students. And there's a huge value proposition to student-made stuff, right? Obviously, it's in your name and all of that. But getting out there in the community, yeah, that may be a really good growth opportunity for you.
I actually had an idea for that, where I was really wanting us, and it's not going to happen for this year, unfortunately, but maybe for the future manager team of Student Made, but I really wanted us to have a student made night at like the Jim Rand building on Monroe Street, where it was like the entire JMC student community, faculty community, alumni, donors, like anyone who really wanted to come would come. And then we would give a presentation on what we accomplished and where we're trying to go as a team, and really give our creators an opportunity to pop up and really practice their selling skills, as well as maybe make some sales, and also invite some successful businesses from the Tallahassee community, so we could also like network with them and also learn from them about on what made them successful, especially in Tallahassee, because we all have some connections with some successful businesses around Tallahassee. But unfortunately, that was a little bit of a too far-fetched idea. I was on the same wavelength of trying to get us out into the community and really being like, this is who we are, and this is what we're doing, and this is what we want to do. But that might be for next year.
No, I think that's a great idea. And then I don't know if you guys have connected with the Jim Rand Institute either, but they have you?
I haven't, because I like at the Jim Rand College and the Jim Rand Institute like confused. Because I just hear Jim Rand, and I just assume they're one.
Jim Moran is one person. So the Jim Moran College is student focused, mm-hmm. and you guys know all about that. The Jim Moran Institute is globally outward focused, to helping entrepreneurs who are not students to launch their businesses or improve their businesses and things like that. And they do lots of educational events and CEO training and things like that. But they have a massive database of business people as well. And they're already familiar with the Jim Moran brand. So that might be a really good outlet for you guys as well to grow the Student Made brand.
Absolutely. That sounds like a really great thing for us to look into.
We have a manager meeting right after this, so we'll bring it up.
Yes.
All right. If you need any contact information, I know all of those folks. And I think there's 5 different offices around the state of Florida and things like that.
I think I've seen it on LinkedIn.
So, yeah, they're really active on LinkedIn, and they do a lot of just amazing work. But obviously, they would love to help you guys. So I have a marketing background. So whenever you start talking about growth and everything, I start kicking in. Okay, how do we get the word out? How do we tell the story and all that kind of stuff? No, that's super cool. So what's been the greatest aha thing that like doing this, and that you've just, man, this is great. I love this.
I have one moment that's like very small, but it's very unique to my position as well. So from fall to spring, I have to have all our creators either recommit or they decide to move on. Like maybe they have a big semester coming on, or maybe they just no longer want to be a part of us, which is totally fine. But communication is like the biggest like job function of mine. And like sometimes people just don't want to communicate back, and that's totally fine. But I do need some type of yes or no, so that way we're all able to move on. And someone had told me that they did not want to be part of Student Made for the spring and that they did not want to move forward. They didn't think that we could help them. And that just was so far from the truth, because I really didn't get to work with this person hands-on the past semester. And I was like, but we haven't even done anything. Yeah, you don't think we can help you because we barely even gotten started. We barely have been given a chance. And so I was able to convince that creator to recommit for the spring. And mm-hmm. I actually got to meet them before spring break. And they are becoming way more involved and engaged. And so I'm super excited about it. And that was like a small moment, but it was a very aha moment for me and my job.
No, that's fantastic. That's a great story. And Natalie?
Yeah. So since I'm finance and strategy, a big part of my job is also running the checkout at our pop-ups. So I'm usually at every single one of our events. And I think my favorite moment, I have a lot of favorite moments because we always get new creators. And every time they make their first sale, I get very excited for them. Like I see a little like spark in their eyes, like something just ignited in them. They're like, whoa, I can make this a reality, because they see that kind of like card exchange. And then I love like, when I run the sales sheets, being like, oh my gosh, look how much money you made. Aren't you so excited? Like, you're being validated for something that you love to do. So I love that little feeling.
No, that's really cool. So we have a lot of students listen to this podcast, obviously. So if there's a student listening to this who has a business, what's the best way to get involved with Student Made?
Absolutely. So our best way, that is like obviously becoming a student business, a creator is what we call them. And the way that you can get involved is one, follow us on Instagram. We're just Student Made Florida State. If you look that up, it should pop up right away. And then follow us. We are consistently posting. You can come to our pop-ups and meet managers one-on-one. You can meet creators and ask them your questions. Be like, hey, for real, does this work? Or what do you think about it? Or you can go ahead and apply on our website, which you can find through our link tree on our Instagram. And then you apply. It's very short. It's just like a very much all about me application, like name, email, what's your business? What do you sell? Do you have enough time to be able to commit to it? Because being part of having a business is a really big time commitment. And then also adding on another organization is another time commitment. And that's one thing we've noticed is like sometimes we try to be very transparent about the time, but we also want you to know that we're very flexible because we're all busy college students. So we all absolutely get it. And then once you apply, I receive your application. I'll reach out to you via text unless your phone number doesn't work or you don't give it to me. Then I'll reach out to you via email. I'll approve your products. You can ask me any questions you want. I'll explain to you our process, what we can do, what maybe our limits are, or maybe where we think we can help you grow, or where we're trying to grow, or any feedback. We're always constantly wanting and welcoming. And then if they're totally cool with moving on in the onboarding process, they get their agreement in W-9. Once that filled, they pay their $60 semesterly fee, sign up for bill.com, which is how they get paid. And then from there, I send them a Google Drive, which is like, again, another all about me information. It tells you like what your name, your business, a mission statement. We have an inventory log. You'll put all your inventory in there, product photos. Our website manager will go in and put all of your products on our website for you, including description and price. We keep inventory. We use the checkout system Squarespace. And then after your products are on the website, you can sign up for as many pop-ups as you want. And then that's just how we get going. You can sign up for pop-ups. We also have content sessions where you can meet with Z and he'll take photos of your products. And then from there, those photos can be used by Samaya, who will make graphics for you, for your Instagram, for posts or stories, which will help you advertise your products as well as when you're going to pop-ups. And so it's all a big circle. And then you go to a pop-up, make some sales, then Natalie will pay you in a couple weeks, and you'll meet Riley, our events and partnerships manager, and who does all the pop-ups and is so amazing. And we'll hopefully make some new connections with other creators or people in the community. And it's just a lot of fun.
Student Made is very much something like you get out of it what you put into it. So going back to Kara's comment about the biggest time commitment is like your dedication to going to pop-ups. Mm-hmm. But if you're a student and you want to start a business, Kara just listed all the things our manager teams does. We provide a lot of support, whether that's creating content, whether that's paying your sales tax, whether that's uploading your products to a website. And we also help fulfill orders on their behalf.
We provide the shipping labels.
We help out a lot to make entrepreneurship seem a lot less daunting and so that you can actually get started.
You are both awesome ambassadors of Student Made, and it sounds absolutely amazing. I always like to ask at the end of each episode if you could go back, and probably I'm going to have to rephrase the question. So if you could tell a starting entrepreneur something, what would be the greatest like piece of advice that you could give them? We'll start with Natalie.
It would honestly be to just start. In my time at Jim Moran, I had a professor. It was Tatum. He gave an analogy like balancing on a bike is much easier when you're in motion than when you're like still. And that really stuck with me. Just get started, and we're here to help you do that.
Fantastic.
Mine is communication is everything. Be a good communicator. Be an effective one. Like, whether it be like you're starting your business and you need to communicate with people who are going to help you get your materials for your products, or maybe you're trying to book a pop-up yourself, that's all going to be communication. And then also at the pop-ups yourself, or when you're interacting with customers, whether it be in person or over email through customer service, just always be willing to talk and talk really well and effectively. And because my job is mostly communication, and I've been communicating way more than I ever thought I was going to have to, which is totally fine, but it's taught me some super valuable skills. And sometimes even just like a text back of just like, hey, I saw this and I'll get back to you ASAP. It really shows people that you're like there for them, and that like you want to talk, and that you want to have that relationship, because people just want to connect at the end of the day.
Both things are really great advice. I'm so pleased that you guys decided to come in and took the time to do the innovation mindset. I've been wanting to have you guys in for a while, ever since I heard about Student Made. I think it's such a cool thing. When I was in business school, and they didn't have entrepreneurship schools back in the day, but I would have loved stuff like this. Like I would have definitely taken advantage of all sorts of things. So thank you for what you're doing, and you're both just amazing ambassadors. So thank you for coming in. So
thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Innovation Mindset Podcast. If you liked this episode, please like it and share it. And if you're a student entrepreneur, definitely go in the show notes to look how you can get more involved with Student Made. And make sure that you hit that subscribe button so you never miss a new episode of the Innovation Mindset. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time.